Armstrong Show.
Mega successful political focus group and messaging guru Frank Luntz, who once helped Newt Gingrich craft the successful Contract with America, today feels lost. He laments that the American people now scare him. The headline of the article, courtesy of our guest Anita Finlay, is GOP strategist Frank Luntz accuses President Obama of ruining the electorate. I guess Mr. Frankenluntz is frightened by the monster that he helped to create with his musings on Fox News. Anita Finlay joining us on the program. She's an author, actress, blogger, EpicTimes.com contributor. She's also the author of Dirty Words on Clean Skin, which spent 16 weeks in the number one position on Amazon's Women in Politics list. Miss Finlay, welcome back.
Jerry, how are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. That's the last time you're allowed to say it, by the way. We were talking about that before you came on. Is there a cutoff date where you say Happy New Year and no more?
That's so unfair. I still want to spread the joy, Jerry. What can I tell you?
I took all my Christmas stuff down the day after Christmas. Not that there was a lot to take down. Oh, absolutely.
Oh, no. We wait until, I don't know, the Epiphany is this.
The Epiphany. That was yesterday.
On Sunday. We took them down on Sunday.
All right. So, yeah. The 6th was the Epiphany.
We made it under the wire.
Yeah, a lot of people in my neighborhood, it was just like as soon as Christmas was over, they were just ripping down the lights. They were taking down all the stuff, and they were done with it. I don't know whether it was very surgical, very antiseptic this year for some reason. I don't know what it was. But we were talking about before you came on, Anita, is that like guys cannot talk to each other for 6 years, and somebody will dial up the phone and go, "Hey, JD, what's going on?" I'll go, "Hey, Ronnie, what's happening?" It's like we talked yesterday. But, like, if we don't talk to each other for, let's say, until November of this year, and you haven't talked to somebody in 2014, do you still say Happy New Year?
Stop it. You're torturing me.
I think this should be a...
You're torturing me. January 7th, and I get away with it, and that's the end of that. But
all right, so what's the cutoff date? Is it January 8th? Is it the 15th? Is it February 1st? Like, once you hit Valentine's Day, if you're still saying Happy New Year, you're single, right?
Well, you're... You know, you're killing me, Jerry. I think that we'll just make today the cutoff date because you're going to be so gracious to me and let me get away with it. How's that?
Excellent. I love it.
The other thing I have to say about the Christmas decorations, my husband and I, we always put them up for a month. We got the greatest tree, and I have to give Home Depot a plug. We never tried Home Depot for a tree before, and we got this fabulous 7-foot noble fir for $41. You can't beat it. It was the freshest
tree
that lasted the longest. But the reason I'm saying it is I can't do all of that work and then take them down after a couple of weeks. Come on.
Yeah.
I mean, I look at the tree as a symbol of celebration and renewal, and it's just something that we enjoy. It's very cozy. So we leave it up a whole month. That's
$41 for a 7-foot. $41 for a 7-foot noble? Did you get this like at 11:59 on Christmas Eve?
No. We got our tree a full 18 days before Christmas, and I will tell you that it was still sucking water up out of that pot on Christmas Day. It was fabulous.
From Home Depot.
I'm telling you,
you can do it. We can help. My neighbor had one of those pre-lit trees, but apparently there was like some shorting in the electrical stuff, and he was all ticked off at it, so he threw it out on the curb in the box that it came in. Someone stole the tree and left the box. And I said, well, the good part about this is we'll know who stole it when we see their house burn down. I guess that's the upside.
Terrible. Terrible. How was your holiday?
It was great. It was perfect until Sunday night at 10 p.m. when I got the flu.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. I know.
Well,
fighting off. Here, I have the prescription. All your listeners, write this down. This is very important knowledge.
Okay.
Drink nettles tea.
Nettles?
Nettles. It's a stinging nettle, N-E-T-T-L-E-S. Nettles tea is fabulous for you. It really boosts your immune system, and it really does help. I've been drinking the stuff like it's no tomorrow. It kind of tastes like you're drinking the pasture.
Right.
put a little coffee-made creamer in your favorite flavor, and you never will know what hit you. But it really does help.
And a little,
it's great as a ginger drink that you can order on Amazon. That's also great to boost your immune system and keep all the germs away.
Yeah. Well, I just, I was doing fine until I went to bed at like 9:30 on Sunday night. And I was like, yeah, okay, great. You know, starting the week off Monday, here we go. Took a little time off, feeling good. And it was just like, whoops, here we go.
Oh,
and, Yeah. A plastic bucket is my best friend right now, Anita. But that's probably too much information.
Thank you for sharing that. And I'm
did you make I have it right here next to me, just in case. Did you make any New Year's resolutions that you've already broken?
No, I haven't broken anything. The only thing that I said is, you know, the watchwords for this year are efficiency, organization, creativity, abundance. And, you know, the reason I say it is because I realize that I, like many people, get farmed out to too many things.
Right.
And, you know, I sort of juggle several careers at the moment. And I realize that I have to ask myself, where do I want to dedicate my efforts? And every once in a while, I really suggest everyone do this, because you got to take your own pulse. We get to be like a hamster running around a wheel, and we don't even think about it. We do things out of habit. And, you know, I just have to assess, you know, the business partnerships, the relationship, everything that I'm doing, and say, does this serve me? Does that serve me? And you know, that I think is better for me personally than making New Year's resolutions.
I think, themes are more important than specifics. Like, I want to be healthy. If you just say, I'm going to quit smoking, and you don't quit smoking, then you've broken your resolution. But if your theme is to be healthy, and you're working out, and you're eating better, but you haven't quit smoking, then you're still keeping your theme in play. So many people put so much burdens upon themselves that, they're doomed to fail. But I like the theme thing. And I like the fact that you're being a little bit selfish. And I think people need to be more selfish in what it is that works for them and what doesn't. Be more invested in yourself and less invested in things that that don't necessarily have the best outcome for you.
Well, you know, the other thing, it's like they tell you when you're on the airplane, when you're traveling with a child, you first put the oxygen mask on yourself.
Right.
And there's a very specific reason for that, that if you drink your nettle tea and you pay attention to what you need to do for you, and you feel renewed and you feel whole, you have boundless and endless energy upon which to draw, to give not only for yourself but for other people and for whatever causes or business or whatever it is, or your family that you're doing. But if you allow yourself to be depleted and farm yourself out saying yes when you mean no, then you have nothing left for you. And then, you know, you're not good to anybody, and certainly not to yourself.
Sounds good. A couple of things we want to get to on the program today. I really don't have time to get into either of them, so we're going to carry over until to the other side of the break. But
sure.
Frank Luntz, as I refer to him as Frank Luntz, who helped to create the monster of the divided electorate, is now pointing the finger at President Obama for ruining the electorate. I find that to be funny in very many ways. But I do appreciate your comments that you put up in your story at epictimes.com about taking a vacation from the spinmeisters and ignoring the 24/7 media brainwashing, the professional political class. I think that's a New Year's resolution that people should take politically. And we're also, when we get back, going to talk about Janet Yellen being confirmed as the Fed chief, the first woman to head up the Federal Reserve in 100 years. I noticed the vote was 56 to 26, 82. There's 100 senators. Did 18 senators conveniently miss the vote, blaming it on the weather? Because, you know, Anita, if there was a fundraiser in Washington, D.C., with their name on it, they would have walked from Bismarck. Is that North Dakota or South Dakota? Well, wherever Bismarck is, they would have walked from Bismarck in 18 feet of snow to make sure that they were the recipients of that financial largesse. It just seemed to be highly convenient that a lot of them seemed to be in absentia from the what I think is a very historic vote with regard to the Federal Reserve.
You know, it could be convenient, but I will say that I do have a dear friend in Indiana who just sent me pictures of what they're living under in the blizzard that's going on over there.
Yeah, I know.
So I really
know.
Do have to give people a break on that one.
Yeah, whatever. But you know, if there was a fundraiser, they would have walked there to make sure that they got the money. 11 Republicans joined 45 Democrats to support her. No Democrats opposed her. Weather-related travel problems caused some to miss the vote. We won't miss what Anita has to say when we get back. Anita Finley, when we get back, the phone number 800-449-8255. Stick with us.
The Jerry Doyle Show.